KXRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Three more Israeli hostages are apparently on the verge of going home. Hamas says it will free the captives on Saturday as part of the Gaza ceasefire. President Trump says he will name names later today when he details where wasted taxpayer dollars have been going.
Billions and billions of dollars being thrown away illegally. And there's no chance, I mean, I say in front of our attorney general, there's no chance that there's not kickbacks or something going on.
A Boston federal judge allowing Mr. Trump's federal worker buyout plan to move ahead, lifting a temporary restraining order that blocked the plan. The Trump administration telling Ukraine to give up territory that's been claimed by Russia.
In a reversal of U.S. policy, Defense Secretary Hegseth said Ukraine should abandon its push to reclaim all Russian-occupied territory.
Returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective.
President Trump is launching negotiations with Russia to end the war, but the White House is already rejecting one of Ukraine's desired outcomes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, California bracing for an atmospheric river. It could unleash flooding. The National Weather Service's Andrew Orison.
For areas of Southern California in particular, because of some of the recent wildfire activity, we've got these burn scars that are in place, and they're going to be very, very sensitive to the heavy rainfall that will be coming in. And so there will be concerns for flash flooding around these burn scar areas, even away from them.
Portland, Oregon has treated its streets with thousands of gallons of liquid de-icer. Emergency shelters are open in Oregon and Idaho ahead of an expected snow and ice storm. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 12 points higher. This is SRN News. Christians will pray for Muslims during Ramadan.
Followers of Islam around the world will begin a 30-day period of fasting on February 28th, and the Southern Baptist Convention is urging prayers for their salvation during this time. The SBC's International Mission Board has set up a website for people to join the Pray for Ramadan campaign, complete with schedules and prompts. Missionaries throughout the Middle East report a surge in Muslim conversions in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Georgia State Senate has passed a bill that would cut off public funding for sex change operations for adults. However, the future of the legislation remains cloudy in the state house. The measure would specifically bar state money for sex change operations in state employee and university health insurance plans, Medicaid, and the prison system. A growing number of states are tackling various aspects of transgenderism as voters demand their taxes no longer support it. This is SRN News. Ohio has a new lieutenant governor.
Completing the steps of transition in the state, Jim Tressel has been confirmed to take over the post. The former Buckeyes head football coach succeeds John Husted, who was appointed last month to assume the U.S. Senate seat vacated by now Vice President J.D. Vance. Tressel retired 2 years ago as president of Youngstown State University, a position he held for 9 years. He spent nearly a decade as head coach of Ohio State University's football team, leading them to a national championship in 2002. George Williams reporting.
Vice President Vance is set to visit the Dachau concentration camp memorial, making a stop at one of the most powerful symbols of World War II, on the eve of critical talks with Ukrainian President Zelensky about the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. Vance is due to sit down with Zelensky tomorrow in Munich to discuss President Trump's intensifying drive for Ukraine and Russia to begin talks. More details, SRNNews.com.